money, how to make it, how to keep it, and where to put it. On Triple M's Hot Breakfast, this is Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor.
Welcome to our man, Papey the Barefoot Investor, talking property this morning.
Boys. Last weekend, pre-grand final, Super Saturday, one of the biggest ever days for property. So property's incredibly hot right now around Melbourne. They're saying that it's increased by about 7%, and the bulk of that has happened just in the last 3 months. Analysts are suggesting that we'll get price increases between 5 and 9%. Over the next 12 months.
Is that because of people saying, right, okay, interest rates are going to go up at some stage, let's get in now?
Well, I mean, I think it's got a lot to do with interest rates. You had the Reserve Bank come out and say that they're looking for a period of stability, which is, you know, Reserve Bank speak for saying we're not going to put interest rates up. So you've got two factors, I think. First one is very low interest rates, the fact that they're probably not going to go up. And the second thing is you've got a lot of money coming out of a lot of Chinese investors coming in, flooding the market. But interestingly, the bulk of the gains have come from that inner city blue chip area, the bigger houses over about $1 million. That's where we're seeing a lot of competition in the market. And a lot of people are asking whether now is actually a good time to cash in your chips and sell.
Anecdotally, I saw a couple of friends over the weekend had prices $400,000 or $500,000 over the reserve. Would you back someone in? Would you back in and say, you know what, I'm going to sell my property and I'm going to hold because this can't go forever. Maybe rent for a little bit, hang on to this big amount of cash, and then get back in. I've got another friend, I think he might be doing just that at the moment. Would you think that would be something you would, or is that too risky a strategy?
No. Look, I mean, it's the best investment that you'll have. I always say that because you're not paying any capital gains tax. You sell, you keep the money. The only problem with that is the old happy wife, happy life, because actually selling your home, having to rent somewhere, then having to buy something else, it's one of the most stressful things that you'll do. But
you've actually got to find somewhere to live.
Yeah. Financially speaking, though, it makes sense in many instances to rent a $1 million plus property rather than own it. Because, you know, the upkeep and things involved in that is huge. But yeah, obviously it's a great financial decision, but whether or not all parties in the household will agree to be doing that, I don't know. What are you laughing at?
He's just shaking his head, our man. He's backed away from the mic. I don't know what's going on with him.
He's got one of those faraway looks.
Yeah, he does.
He's up to no good. You bought a brothel or something? We need to hear about it.
It's a sound investment. That's blue chip investment.
It was on Saturday night around Punt Road, exiting the MCG. The girls were dancing on the balcony.
Only thing that I would say is that the inner city apartment market in Melbourne, in my view, is oversupply. What we've seen is there's about 40,000 apartments due to be built in the next few years. Now, that's up about 20 or 30% in the last couple of years. So
you're still wary on this. You're wary on buying an apartment off the plan in the city. You think there's so many buildings going up, you might get caught short. Is that?
You've got Southbank, which has got an 8% vacancy rate. Now, the average is about 2%, and it's rising. You've got the same in the Docklands.
So 8% is a lot, is it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you've got 2% is the usual vacancy rate. Okay. So it's climbing up there. My view would be you'd have to be treading really carefully if you're thinking about investing off the plan inner city apartments.
Yet people, social demographers, I was at a meeting in the last couple of weeks where a person who is actually building a lot of these apartments is saying that it was only 10 or 15 years ago that 10,000 people lived in the CBD of Melbourne, up around 70,000, yet back in the gold rush era there was 120,000 people in there. So there is a lot more growth and people are going to come in, and as we're finding that all the jobs are moving from factories into other areas and particularly in the inner city area, that there's going to be a need for all these. So there might be a slight glut at the moment, but it could also be good buying.
If interest rates start to come up, I think that would be a decent buy, but not now. I think it's there's a lot of spruikers in that market and putting a lot of property.
Short message, maybe good time to sell, not such a good time to buy. Is it?
Talk to your happy wife, happy life. Make sure that you're happy to be, if you could be selling now, cashing in your chips and renting for a while. I think it's a pretty decent strategy.
There's the mail from the Barefoot Investor.
There you go.